All right. Really, really happy to have a gentleman who I've been a fan of for a long, long time and loved his band. And he's joining us today on our iHeartRadio Canada. John Otto from Limp Bizkit. First of all, really nice to finally meet you. I feel like I've known you forever because, you know, I've been following this band ever since $3 Bill. I've been a fan, and you're one of those bands that in my book, you guys always get a pass. You can do no wrong because you guys bring it live and you're a big part of that. You're, you know, a lot of people will say you are the backbone of Limp Bizkit. So nice to chat with you and really, really happy to have you here today.
Yeah. Great to be here. Thank you for the kind words and yeah, it's awesome.
You guys just dropped a new record.
We did.
And I loved how you dropped it because it had nothing to do with, you know, conventional ways of dropping a record. You know, you drop it on a Tuesday, you dropped it on Halloween.
Yeah. You know, I think it had a little bit of nod to do with some of Fred's lyrics in there. So
yeah,
good spot to do it, you know?
And it was, really, really well received. I think it was unapologetic Limp Bizkit. And that's what I think a lot of people need now. They need just to go back to that time where things were fun because everything's been so freaking serious.
Yeah, sure enough, man. And there's a lot of trials and tribulations just getting through that album anyway. But yeah, we're really pleased with it and, as a band. And I think everybody really came with it.
You're about to launch something really, really interesting. And this is what piqued my interest. And one of the many reasons I wanted to talk to you today, but one of them was, you're starting a drum school and there's something nice about people that want to give back and that want to share, because as you know, in this business, a lot of people can be somewhat selfish and they don't want to give back, but you want to give back. Where does that come from? First of all?
Well, I mean, I had the honor of, studying with a couple of great drummers growing up, and used to cut lawns to scrape up my drum lesson money, and had a lot of support from my parents, obviously. But yeah, a couple of great guys that Greg Kirkland, he used to play for Ray Charles, took private lessons from him, and another fellow named Jimmy Glenn Sr. And this guy was an old school big band / funk kind of guy. And,
yeah.
He used to chain smoke Pall Mall cigarettes and slap my arms on a little practice pad kit. And I'd be like, is this legal? Like, you know, but that was, you know, that was the 80s, like in the early 90s, where you could basically, I guess, do anything.
Right, right.
But yeah, so, you know, they were great. They were a great inspiration and help to me in my young musical life. And I just feel like, you know, it's time to do that for some other people, you know, and I've always wanted to kind of teach, but been kind of either not had the time to do it or just been kind of a little scared to dip my toe in there. But I think now it's the timing. It feels good, especially after the quarantine kind of got my wheels turning about it.
Well, and that's the common thread that I've heard throughout everybody's story that has been going through this. Cause let's face it, the entire world went through this together. It's the first time I think we've all gone through something together, no matter how much money you have, no matter how, wherever you're at in your life, we all went through this. And I think it forced a lot of people to rethink things a bit. And so when you're saying that, it doesn't surprise me because you're not the first person I spoke to have said, maybe I got to look at, you know, I got to look at what I'm doing with my time. And I think it's super commendable because there's probably a lot of kids that would love to learn from you.
Yeah. Well,
and adults.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do mostly an emphasis on drum set. I will be trying to, you know, most styles and then a definitely beginner to advanced concepts. And then also do, you know, I'm still putting together the curriculum. There's a lot of stuff into it, but that'll be launching in 2022. Really excited. I'm also going to do some interactive events where you can stream in and watch me rip it a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, we'll see how that goes too.
And let's face it too. I mean, one of the things I loved about the 90s and we kind of lost it heading into the new millennium was the groove. Just, you know, bands sitting in a pocket. And I don't know if that's Pro Tools, but you know, there was a time when people did records, you had to get it right. Like it wasn't fixing it with Beat Detective. There was none of that. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, and you come from that time and you learn from people that had that So I think it might be really advantageous for young drummers to learn from someone who can hold a group, who knows about sitting in a pocket.
It's interesting you say that, because that is, you know, I know when you're younger as a drummer, musician, you have a lot of emphasis on fills and stuff, but really it's all about solid groove, and that's literally your job, you know? So yeah, I practice many days with the click track, but it's also nice to, like, as a live band, we don't play to a click track.
No, you play to you.
Yeah. So it feels more free, and, you know, we're able to coast up and coast down depending, you know, I believe there's an art in that somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a lost art.
I agree. And I think maybe you'll be able to give the opportunity for people to learn that again, which is, you know, and that's the thing. Like, if the OG guys don't do that, then where's it going to go? It's going to get lost. So I think it's a great idea. It's funny, because when you guys were coming up, you know, there was like the pillars of nu metal. There was you guys, there was Deftones, there was Korn, and, you know, all those bands kind of splintered off in different directions. And found their own places. But one thing about you guys was always undeniable is that Limp Bizkit killed it live. I mean, just killed it live. I got to see you for the first time at Heavy Montreal a few years back. And I had never seen you in all the years. And, you know, I'd seen everybody. I'd lived in LA at one point, but I never got to see Limp Bizkit. So to finally see you guys all these years later, it could be a disaster when you see a band that you loved at their peak 20 years later. It wasn't at all. And that's what got me. And then, so I guess I'm kind of grateful to see those three bands still doing it, still having the respect, still being at the top of their game, but being able to see you guys, you know, with a new record, and have, you know, have that integrity still live, and then have it transcend into new music is really special.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I love Korn, Deftones. Those are all great friends of ours and great musicians. And we've all been blessed to still be here and still be doing it. And, you know, one thing, that, at least for my band, we've always prided ourselves on, you know, always comes down to, if you're not a live band, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what you do for the record, you know, you can't. So that's something we take very seriously. And work for it. So I'm glad it shows.
There's also something else you're working on, which is a gaming channel.
Well, I am working on a gaming channel, but it's going to be more of a play along casual kind of thing.
But
people have taken that like, oh, you're going to be a streamer.
No. But I mean, but you're passionate about gaming.
I am. I find it a great way to, especially being on the road a lot and being able, you know, it's a great way to kill some time and have some fun in a positive way without, you know, being distracted as far as life's distractions, for me at least. Anyway.
Sure.
So, and I've always been a big gamer ever since, you know, Atari. So,
yeah. What do you think of, like, I have a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old, and both of them are into gaming. I'm 50. So for me, I can get down on a button masher, but as soon as I started to get, you know, the
underneath,
oh man, it's just too much. I don't know if I don't have the dexterity, or someone needs to sit. Like, that's why I'm saying maybe I need a John Otto school and new, like,
you know what? I'll throw that in there too.
So what is it? Cause you know, my wife has, I got her the Nintendos, like the little reissue. The old school ones, like the little NES, like, you know, the little, you probably
my
have
my daughter one. Made a Lego of it.
Right.
This one is what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I've got the mini one that they put out that was impossible to find. I got both of those. And I can get down on that thing easy. But as soon as I get the, you know, it's just, and my kids are like, you got a game. It's when you start moving around and the perspective, and I'm like, you know, you can move your, I'm going to vomit. So how do I get, what do I need to play to get me out of that? Like, what's a good game for me? What's a good entrance? Like, I can do Injustice, like, you know, the fighting games, like those I can do.
Mortal Kombat. Maybe.
Right. I love that stuff. Cause it's a bit 2D, but as soon as I get into it.
I don't know, man. Call of Duty is really, really popular for a lot of FPS.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm big into Destiny is is really, I've been with that game since 2014, but I do play Call of Duty and I've played Madden all my life, but that gets, okay. that hits a weird competitive thing for me. So,
okay.
And I'm like, it's a little too serious sometimes. So I kind of put that one
right
over to the right, but yeah. You know, just button mapping those bottoms. You can get used to the underneath. You never have to take your fingers off of the joysticks. You never
okay.
touch the top buttons. You only use the, so you're, it's really great. It took me a little bit to get used to them, but after that, it changed everything. So
yeah, my son has a PS5. We were lucky. We found one, you know, in the first week. Nice. We were really lucky. We went into a GameStop and we were just at the right time, right place, right time.
Perfect.
And he's like, he just zooms on that thing. And I feel, you know, like he's always like, sit down and game with me, but I'm just so intimidated.
Well, you got to get down there and
I got to die
a little bit. I know. And, you know, maybe he'll start showing you some things, you know?
So you've got, obviously with things slowly starting to get better in the world, I imagine there's some touring in the works for 2022.
I'm sure that there are some stuff coming up. We'll just have to see how everything shakes out. You know, the touring world's obviously turned upside down.
Yeah.
And so we'll have to see what happens with that and what makes sense for us.
So 2022, you've got the drum clinics and the drum stuff going full force. You've got potentially some streaming stuff for gaming. Is there anything else that you're doing?
No, but yeah,
that sounds like a lot.
I try to keep my schedule pretty loose just for the band stuff, you know,
right.
because, you know, obviously the band is number one in my life and all the rest of the guys' life, but, you know, that's, you know, for how I want to do this stuff, I think that's it. And then also, you know, I have family as well and a daughter who's, you know, a couple of daughters, but one's in college and the other one's in, you know, flying through dance and all and acting and all kinds of other stuff. So
you got a full plate.
Yeah.
Well, I got to commend you on dipping the toe in and getting the drum thing going. I think it's a great initiative, and I think a lot of kids need it. I hope it inspires other guys in your position and girls that could teach that craft, because, you know, it's like cooking, right? Like a lot of kids don't know how to cook because our parents cooked and their parents cooked, but just with every generation, it just gets watered down more. So you need people to show, you need teachers. So I think it's great, man. I think it's a commendable thing. Awesome. So, I appreciate you taking the time to chat about it today. And again, Still Sucks is such a good record.
Take care. Such beauty in the name.
Yeah. Well, it shows the tongue in cheek. You guys always had it and you've never taken yourselves too seriously. And I think that's what makes you guys still cool and relevant, that you don't, you know?
Yeah. You know, life's short. We're all on this journey and, you know, best thing is to be happy and healthy.
Thanks for taking the time, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.